Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, need help, have questions, want answers, could use a laugh, then look no further than Ask Me Levi, hosted by Lacey and co-hosted by me, Dakota. And hold on a second, you are not connected, please call in.
I'm not?
No, it's saying I'm not connected, please call in.
Well, I hear you.
I think it's because I hung up that other phone and I might have had it as the host. Hold on.
I was about to say, is there two of you?
If I don't call back in, hold on. Or continue. All right, we good. I don't have to call back in on it.
Okay.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, fam.
All right, we good then.
Okay.
All right, guys, it's Monday.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome, everybody. We are having some difficulties. No, we've been trying to figure out what's been going on with my mic and headset and everything. It turns out my mic sucks, headset sucks, and our platform sucks. Yeah, you heard me, Blog Talk. I said it. Jesus.
Oh,
if anybody has any ideas on a better platform, let me know, because I really, 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 really thinking about switching shit up. Plus, we got a new show. Should we just go ahead and tell them about our new show idea, too? Because, like, we have a new show maybe coming up. We haven't really came up with a name yet. I do like the Nirvana thing, but I looked it up, and there's a few other things already called Nirvana. So
Yeah, I know that.
We haven't really came up with a name yet, but we're going to nerd out on every other week. We're going to do a show. Like, 1 week we're going to do King's Court, and the following week we're going to do the new show. It's going to be hosted by Yoder, Lacey, and me. We'll have a few guests on. We're going to nerd it up. It's going to be all nerd talk, from TV shows, the movies, the comics, the music, to, I don't know, anything else nerdy bullshit that we want to talk about.
All that jazz.
All that jazz. I feel like Lacey will want to do an episode about the Ninja Turtles. I can sense it.
Can I do it? Please let me do it.
I've already got it planned in a sense that that's gonna be like episode 3 TMNT.
You know, I just want you to know how, like, I love Ninja Turtles so much, but I'm so disappointed with the trailers for the new movie. I'm just so disheartened.
Is it a cartoon or live action?
It's a cartoon.
What's the characters look like? Like, the old school ones, new school ones?
No,
kind of
no, it's new art, and the art looks awful. Artwork does to me. Like, you know where they, like, chop and make everything blocks now? It's like they don't take time to actually draw their... Anyway, I don't like that. And plus, they're changing the personalities around for the turtles. Like, they're changing their personalities around, and I hate that. Stop messing up something that's good, you know?
So what are they, like, the woke turtles now or something? Like, they're changing their personalities around?
No, they're, like, changing around, like, personalities for each turtle. Like, now Raph is the leader, which Raphael is my favorite Ninja Turtle, okay? But
he was always
I like him the way
leader.
That he is. Huh?
He was always, like, the backup leader, you know, like, second in command.
Right, he was the enforcer, okay? He was... You always have a strong, you have a strong leader and you have a strong enforcer, okay? That's how it works, and it worked great, you know? But anyways, that's just a tangent that I won't go off on. But they're just changing things around, and I don't like it. But anyway.
And the artwork sucks. All right. You heard it here first. If you're not watching the new Ninja Turtles movie, it sucks.
I don't even know. I haven't even seen it. I'll probably still watch it, but I'll be disappointed
Lacey
the whole
gives
time.
It,
but anyway.
Tell everybody, pass it around. Lacey gives it 2 thumbs down.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you about my waffle score later. But anyway.
Oh, shit.
Moving on. Tonight's show is a mixture of everything. Mostly it's about our fans because, you know, they keep sending in a lot of fan questions, and we want to make sure that we go over things and talk on advice for questions that they ask. But also, we're talking about St. Patrick's Day that passed and Easter coming up as well. So, but anyway.
So what did you so what did you do for the good old Green Leprechaun Day?
St. Patrick's Day, I always like to go to my friend Bambi's house. She lives in Erin, Tennessee. And in Erin, Tennessee, they're a big Irish town. And they have a big St. Patrick's Day parade and then festival afterwards. And I enjoy going to that. It was great. You get more candy from this parade. I'm serious. Like, I helped the kids pick up candy, left it with them because I know I would die of a diabetic coma. But
did they
there
do
was so
pub crawls
candy.
Out here on St. Patrick's Day?
Huh?
Did they do a pub crawl out here on St. Patrick's Day? I know they used to in Arizona or in Yuma.
I don't know. I didn't check in on that. I know certain areas do, but I don't know if they did or not. That might have been on the actual day. I don't know. But they have a little festival afterwards where there's tons of vendors you can go through, and then there's like a little fair, like there's little Ferris wheel and like little rides for kids and carnival food, you know. So it's just a big experience where everybody comes together. It's a huge thing, especially for a small town. It's pretty great. They actually had a marching band come from New Jersey this year to be part of their band, to be part of their parade. It was pretty great. Last year they had a military band that played as they went through the parade, and they were fantastic. Sadly, they weren't able to be in it this year, but I'm hoping they are next year. They were great. So, but anyway, what did you do for St. Patrick's Day?
Smoke a lot of green because I was off that day. Wrote a bunch of jokes. That's about it. I live a boring life.
All right, we'll go on to the serious part of our show.
We'll move right along to the
We'll move on from that. We have a bunch of men and women lately sending in questions and asking for advice anonymously on our page. They want to be anonymous anyway. They don't want us to use their names. And a lot of the questions are surrounding, like, abuse in a relationship. So, and it's from men and women. There was one man who asked, like, if there was actual assistance for men in an abusive, mentally abusive relationship on how to get out. And they were actually being, it went, started out mental, and then it became mental and physical. And anytime he ever reaches out for help, it's a very sexist thing, apparently. He says that people don't believe him because he's the guy.
No, that's not good.
But he's been isolated from all of his friends. He's in a new, he moved off with this girl somewhere. He's isolated from all his family and his friends. He doesn't know anybody in the area. He's so far away from home that he couldn't even make it financially to them home. His advice was on what to do to get out of the situation. You know, I know she makes you feel like you don't have anybody or anything, but you're trying to go back home to where your family's from and your old friends are from. And I encourage you to reach out to them, because even if you think that they're not friends with you right now, or they're mad at you right now or something, you know, if you're trying to get out of that situation, more than likely, there's going to be at least one that's going to help you get out of that situation, even though your partner's told you that they won't. They want you to feel like they won't help you.
Right.
So, you know,
does
encourage
it
you to
help where his family is from him and stuff, or?
He says 4 states away. So, I don't know exactly how far that is, but I guess if you look at it like Tennessee to the tip of Florida, maybe that's like fourth, you know, or,
right.
you know, I guess that would be, I mean, that's like, you know, maybe 15-hour, 16-hour drive, so.
Right.
If it's like that, or if it's the other way, you know, it's out, you know, going out west, or like that distance, that it could be, God, it could be, he's not specific on that, so I can't really say. But that's my advice to you is to even though that you're told and you believe because you believe what they told you, I mean, that's part of the abuse. And
does it say how old the person is or anything?
Yeah, he's 22.
How old is the chick?
28.
Okay. And do they have kids together or anything like that?
Doesn't say. I don't think so because the way he's presenting
here's the best
it,
advice
he's
for
trying
you.
To get away.
Here's your best advice, bro. Pack your shit. Dip out. If you don't got no money, go to the bus station, get you a tin can, sit there for a minute, see if you can get some money. Like Lacey was saying, like joking aside about that part, but like Lacey was saying, nowadays I'm pretty sure if you just put it on Facebook, somebody will help you out.
If you're trying to get out of the situation and you're actually leaving, like you're actually going to do it, I know a lot of people, they try to stay in those situations because, you know, they don't know if they're going to go back or they're
right.
going
to even if you just reach out to, say, a counselor at one of those places, like a help center or something, they'll get you out of that situation. I'm sure they can get you a bus ticket back to where you need to go. It's like $50, bro.
I really do encourage you because if you have internet,
I'm sure we got some listeners right now. I'm sure we got some listeners right now that would give you the $50.
Oh yeah, like I mean, you know, dude. I mean, then it's another question. Give us some more information. Like I mean, hell, we could probably help you find your way home.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, we do want to help you out, bud. So if you want to reach out to us. You don't have to give a name, anything like that. You can reach out off air. You don't have to call in. We won't put you on, embarrass you, nothing of that nature. But you can reach out to any of us. So.
Yeah. And I will say, you know, I know in the state of Tennessee, I know it's different every state. There's, like, abuse organizations that help patients because it's their patients. They help individuals. Out of those situations and into safe situations. In Tennessee, we have what they call RAP programs, where you can go and they can help relocate. They can help with court costs if you have to go through a divorce or you have to do restraining orders, stuff like that, if you have to get through all that. And there's counselors and advocates and, you know, I think each state has, I can get some more information on that, but I believe each state has a program kind of like that. So if you just hit me up with some more information, I actually have a friend that works in the RAP program here in Tennessee. I can ask her if there's other ones in your state, if there's a program like that in your state. She can actually look and see. And if there is, they can help relocate you or you should, maybe help you get back to your family, you know.
And you don't have to be embarrassed about the situation, bro. Like, a lot of people get in the situation.
And I know that, like I said, there's a big stigma on it. Like, it's hard enough for a woman that's being abused in it. And then it's also hard for now a man because our society makes it look like the man is supposed to be the macho person in the relationship. And it takes away from your, even for you to admit that you might be in that situation, it takes away from a part of you.
I'm the reverse of the macho person in my relationships. I have the girl open the door for me and whatnot.
Dakota is a special breed, I'm telling you. But anyway, and that is a joke. I would never make fun of you, him. He is my friend, so, and he knows that.
I would make fun of myself, so it's okay. It's all good in common.
But anyway, that's that question. And then I did choose a woman's question that they had requested. And she sent a picture of, like, her body, like, bruises all over her body. And she was talking about how she's attempted to get away and that her partner has a lot of money and is big in their community, and no one believes her. She says that most of the time when she goes, she runs away, like she just grabs a bag and she goes walking, that police will come and pick her up and take her back, like she's a runaway or something. And she says she's 35 years old, and he is 42. Let me see. Yeah, 42. So, girl, if you can reach out, well, my advice to you is you have access where you reach out for advice from me. You need to be talking to somebody like state level. You don't need to start talking to somebody that is county level on helping you get out of this situation. And I can get you some information. Like I said, there's programs, I believe, in each state. And you are actually in Tennessee, so I know the RAP program can help you. So if you just reach out to me, I can give you a number, and you can call them, and that's state representation. It's not your county, or it doesn't matter at that point, because he don't own them. He just owns that county, is what you're saying. You know, you're telling me that he owns that area. That's a sad situation. And that's also a... Because I'm not saying that I'm saying anybody's guilty or anybody's innocent, because, like I said, I don't know the information, but I do know that you've reached out for help. And that's the advice that I give you to do. And I'm actually working on getting the phone number now to send to you. Correct.
And while she's working on that, I will jump into an ad for this week.
Thank you.
I got you. I got you. We don't like dead. We don't like dead air around here. We got this. Yo, check out the new album from hip hop legend Little Yoder, aka the notorious Smalley Smalls. Hits such as Straight Outta Sonic, Stuck in My Lease, and Wangsta Wangster. Be on the listen for that, guys.
Lord.
If you haven't found the number, I got another ad, so you just let me know. I'm going to drop another one.
I've already done it. I just sent it. We're good. But go ahead with the ad. All right.
Fuck electric cars and high prices of stuff. Come on down to Shady Shane's Eggs, Gas, and Fireworks Stand today. Now serving barbecue. Bring your own bun. And those are ads for this week. Yay! We got about 10 minutes
Shane
left, so should we take another
again.
Question? Yeah, they made it again for this week. We probably have time for another question or two if you want. And then starting next week, guys, we're going to start doing longer shows, so maybe your question will be on, you know, so be on the listen for that, and yeah. Lacey's like, no, I only prepared two questions this week.
No.
She's sorry, the girl put me on the spot.
No, the girl that we were talking to about giving advice to, she was just responding, so I wanted to make sure.
Tell her she's awesome, and we're always there for her. Or she can probably hear me talking right now. Hey, you're awesome, Chick.
You can.
We're here if you need us.
You are awesome. And both of you, both of our
for sure. Anybody that's listening. And we do have a lot of new listeners around the world. I don't know if I told you this or not in our little group chatty thing that we do.
Yes, you did. We've reached a new spot now.
Yeah, let's give a shout out to, hold on. Let me click on the little thingy here. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. All right. Right now we got listeners in China, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, Brazil. What else we got here? What is this one? Iraq. Germany.
Yeah.
What is that one? Zimbabwe. Probably said that wrong, but that's awesome. And Indonesia. I know I said that wrong, too.
Indonesia.
But, guys, we literally have listeners all over the world, so that is fucking awesome. Thank you, guys.
You guys are chill.
And
I do like to remind everybody in around the world, because Facebook is, you know, you can reach around the world. We do have a Facebook page for Ask Neil Vice on there. All you got to do is find us and like us and follow us, and you can send questions if you have any, or if you want to shout out on the show, or you need some advice on something and you want to do it private and not be on the show, we're here for you for that too. So just a reminder for that. Okay, so another question. Do we still have time for one?
We got about 7 minutes. So,
no, this one's
kind of long.
We'll save that one. But we'll talk about Easter coming up. I know that is coming up in just like, is it like 2 weeks? Gosh, it's hard for me to remember.
I can't remember this. I'm going to say like
April
2 or 3 weeks.
The 9th.
Oh, and
April the 9th.
After we talk about this, I do want to bring something up too. We get a second.
Okay.
Go ahead and finish your Easter thing.
So it's 2 weeks, two and a half weeks, I guess, away, because it's April the 9th. But, Easter's coming up. Easter's on a Sunday, so it won't affect our shows or anything, because our show is typically on Monday. What did you have to bring up?
Well, I want to have a heart-to-heart conversation with our listeners for a second.
All right, yeah.
This week here is a hard week for me, and, I talked to you about it a little bit, but I kind of wanted to talk about it a little bit now. All right, guys. This week here is a hard week for me because I had a cousin who committed suicide on the 23rd, and it'd be 10 years this year. And I want to take this time to reach out to any listeners that are having mental, you know, like any mental health issues right now, anybody that's needing help. You know, I want them to know suicide is not the answer to that. Because it does leave a lasting effect on your family members that are still around. Because I still ask myself every day, why did I answer the phone that night? A bunch of random other things that I want to get into, but I still kick myself in the ass over it myself. And it leaves your family members with a lot of mixed emotions about shit because, yeah, they want to be sad about it, but yet they're also still pissed off about the situation because you're not here with them anymore. So suicide is never the answer, people. And, you know, just like the whole abuse thing, if you guys do have any problems, I don't care what time, you guys can hit me up day, night, rain, shine, any time of the situation about that, because that is something I'm really big about. And you know that with me is like when it comes to that, I'm really – really, you know, try to help people out with that shit. So, all joking aside with my comedy and all that shit, if you guys do have any mental issues and you guys are thinking about hurting yourselves, hurting somebody else, or any of that nature, reach out to me. I will be there for you. If I have to come hold your hand through the situation, I'll come hold your fucking hand through the situation. I mean, that's how much this means to me in this situation over shit. It's been a long 10 years with the, you know, dealing with emotions with it all. And the crazy thing is, you know, people die all the time. It's part of life. But when it's something like that and they take their own life, it just leaves a crazier emotion about things. Like, honestly, I feel like if it would have happened like an accident, if he was in like a car wreck or something, I don't know if I would – I mean, I would still be sad about the situation, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't have these mixed emotions. But since he took his own life and I have these mixed emotions about things, and the worst thing about it was he did it on his son's first birthday, So it's like there's just this crazy mixed emotions that he didn't even get to watch his son grow up, who's now turning 11. You know, it's just crazy. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, back to your show.
Oh no, I want to continue.
That's all I wanted. That's just what I had to say about it.
Yeah, I want to continue on that and talk a little bit about. We know that what ifs can really eat us alive because we really don't know, and that's kind of what the family left behind and friends and loved ones that are left behind deal with, is like the what ifs and what if I done this, what if I done that, what if I'd have noticed this, what if I'd noticed that, it might have, could have changed anything. And we really, as the loved ones and the ones left behind, we can't let that eat us alive at that point. It's why, you know, it's just kind of have to be more active and go after things in life and to live life the fullest and to check in. It's one of those things where we just have to reach out to those and let those know that before it gets that bad, you know, you have somebody. I can speak as someone who's lost a loved one and a friend suicide, and I can also speak as someone who's attempted suicide, because I have. You know, I've been there in my life where it was so dark that I didn't feel like that I could make it. I was lucky that I had a strong faith and I had a strong person in my life, my father, you know, that would pray for me all the time. You know, friends that were there for me, you know. Some people, they feel so isolated that they don't realize that they have that. And I want to tell you that if you don't have that person, that I can be that person. Or, you know, Dakota can be that person. Or there's somebody out there that could be, you know. And I couldn't imagine what life would be like if I weren't here now for the family that I'm in now, not because I'm bragging on myself or anything like that, but because, you know,
and also just
in,
like
in a family,
saying
you
right
play
there,
a role.
Just like what you're saying right there, like other people helped you out of that slump. If you notice that one of your friends, family members, somebody you know that's just, you feel is in that slump, take them out for lunch. You know, maybe it's just that little gesture that makes them like, oh, wow, you know, like it's worth living because,
yeah,
like, somebody does, you know, care.
And
somebody
I will
does.
Tell you that, and I will tell the families and stuff, because I know a lot of people, they miss signs and stuff, and that's, it's not your fault that you do, because most of the time, somebody in that much pain is somebody that usually brings joy to everybody else to avoid pain that they deal with mentally. And so you miss signs like that, and it's not your fault that you missed them, and it's not your fault that you didn't see that and offer them to take them out. There is some that are very evident, and like you said, you see it, take them out to lunch. But at the same time, for the ones that don't, I think it's just good practice to check in on your loved ones all the time, your friends, and
right,
how are you doing? Let them know that you love them. And
especially nowadays,
that you're there for them.
Is.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Okay, that's a very Southern phrase and slang. but, I mean, it's the truth. There's a lot going on right now out of everyone's control and a lot of stress. You know, it's not worth losing your life over it, you know. We lose, like you said, in death. In natural ways every day, too much anyway. Now, let's not add to that number by taking our own life. Let's get out of those abusive situations before we end up taking our own life or letting somebody else hurt us. Let's get out of those situations. There's people that care about you. I'm here to tell you that there is. And I know that people, it's hard because they're like, you don't understand. I can actually say, I can understand and I can relate. And Dakota can actually reach out to families and say, I understand, I can relate. You know, that we're here for you. We do understand. It may be different.
And not
going to
lie, anybody else that's involved in the Roasting the World family, you can reach out to, because they all
Yeah.
Like we all come from like a different
background.
Like a different background.
Different area,
right?
Different, you know.
So it's like we all have that, you know, we all have our own stories, I guess is the best way of putting it. So we all understand.
Yeah, I know for a fact
Logan and Shane understand a lot more about like more hardcore shit than what people give them shit, you know, credit for.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's why most of our shows is for comedy. We're here to lift you up that way and fun, but also
I hide behind my comedy. That's the thing. Like when I get, like I can be serious. Don't get me wrong. Like when I was talking about the suicide thing, I can be serious all day long, but I use my comedy to kill that tension a little bit, you know, during the serious situations to kind of just sprinkle a little bit of comedy into it to kind of, you know, just. Not just kill the seriousness, but kind of just, you know, like, okay, yeah, we're serious, but like, okay, it's okay to laugh. Because that laughter is the best medicine on things, and it is okay to laugh, guys.
It is. It's the best thing for you. And like I said, it's even better when you can share a laugh with somebody else.
There you go.
Because, you know, laughter is probably the most calming and happy noise you can hear from somebody else. You know, everything else can be annoying, but laughter usually everybody enjoys. I mean,
right. Well,
I
hate to cut you off. I hate to cut you off. We got about 50 seconds, so we'll go ahead and pimp the other shows real quick, guys. Yeah, she'll get on and start yelling at me. You guys won't hear her, but she'll yell at me and be like, 1 minute left or something. Right, that, I don't know why I sound like a. I don't know why I sound like an evil British pirate right then, but I did. But anyways, guys, tune in Wednesday for the stash. Tune in maybe this week for one show. I don't know, for Thursday or Friday for one of the shows. But starting next week, I think we might do our debut of the whatever. We haven't came up with a name yet for the nerd show. But, yeah, we might do that. And Monday for sure we'll be doing another show, guys. Tune in for it. Da 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 ba 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 ba. Hey, I killed like 20 seconds right there. Anyways, remember, always roast the world. Why?
The world needs roasting.
Couldn't have said it any better myself. All right, guys. Everybody have a great night.
Bye, everybody.